From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain will get a female leader. Home Secretary Theresa May and Energy Minister Andrea Leadsom have been chosen to compete for the Prime Minister's position. Theresa May spoke to reporters.
This vote shows that the Conservative Party can come together and that under my leadership it will. Now, I've always said there should be a proper contest. Now is the time for me and my team to take my case out to the party members in the country.
About 150,000 of those members across Britain will now vote by postal ballot to decide between May and Leadsom. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional panel Thursday investigators have found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law.
In our system of law, there's a thing called mens rea. It's important to know what you did, but when you did it, this Latin phrase mens rea means, what were you thinking? And we don't want to put people in jail unless we prove that they knew they were doing something they shouldn't do.
The investigators found 113 classified documents in the more than 30,000 Clinton emails they reviewed from her tenure as the country's top diplomat. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump met behind closed doors Thursday with House and Senate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate, but dozens of Republicans shunned the get-together, and others refused to endorse Trump. The encounter on Capitol Hill came less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. This is VOA News. A black man was fatally shot Wednesday night by a police officer during a traffic stop in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. The dead man is identified as 32-year-old Philando Castile of St. Paul, a school cafeteria supervisor. Diamond Reynolds was his girlfriend.
He was never a bad man. He never did anything to hurt anyone. He was the quietest, most laid-back person you will ever meet. He was loving.
The shooting comes just a day after police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shot and killed another black suspect, Alton Sterling. Both incidents have led to racially charged accusations that police use excessive force against minorities. President Obama addressed the issue Thursday.
There are problems across our criminal justice system. There are biases, some conscious and unconscious, that have to be rooted out.
Hundreds of people marched through Times Square in New York City to protest the deaths. The United Nations is warning that without a serious national dialogue, the Democratic Republic of Congo's current political tensions could deteriorate into a severe and possibly violent crisis. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson warned Thursday that political tensions are rising ahead of anticipated presidential and legislative elections in the DRC.
Polarization and public discontent are fueled by delays in the electoral process, a debate around the respect for the Constitution, and increasing restrictions on democratic space.
Fears are high in the country that President Joseph Kabila, who is due to step down at the end of the year, will delay elections so that he can continue in power. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
More than two dozen people were killed Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of the Iraqi capital Baghdad. Gunmen and suicide bombers attacked the Sayyid Muhammad Shrine in Balad, apparently targeting families gathered to celebrate the Muslim observance of Eid al-Fitr. Government forces and their allies moved into an area near the Syrian city of Aleppo Thursday, threatening to block a supply line to rebels holding an adjacent part of the city. The advance came in violation of the government's own Eid al-Fitr ceasefire. The move brings the Syrian government closer to its longstanding goal of encircling rebel-held areas of Aleppo. Senior Australian Minister Christopher Pyne Friday claimed an electoral victory for his Liberal Party-led coalition. Pyne says the government has won 74 seats in the House of Representatives and is likely to win three more. That would give it more than the 76 needed to form a government. But vote counting in Australia's election is still going on, and official results could be days away. The opposition has not conceded defeat, and there has been no victory statement from Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.